in my hands. Woo. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, like a light, like a light, like a light, like
a light. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh boy, that sounds good. That's good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, we've got the Penguins coming up here in a minute. Very shortly, in fact. Stuart Horn, Mia Sirocco with you. We have some cool stuff for you folks in our fifth and final game tonight. Uota. All right, we are ready. It looks like we're ready. Mia, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
I am ready.
Final game of the night.
Oh, when you hear that music, you know what that means. That means it's time for Penguin Radio and DU Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. The Penguins against the Otters from Cal State University, Monterey Bay. This is the first we've heard of the Otters, as you know, Mia, all day in the CCAA volleyball kickoff. This is the sixth game. We started last night. We did one game between Dominican and Chico. And today, this is the fifth of five games. We got five more tomorrow. And I think of where you started earlier today, and now coming to the end of your first day of high-level NC2A broadcasting, you must be pretty excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for tomorrow because I know I'm going to keep getting better.
Yeah, I can tell. I'm excited too. This is really cool. I'm honored to be here with you as you get started on your professional, semi-professional, collegiate. Broadcasting career. How exciting for you.
Yeah.
I know. This is great stuff. The Penguins are lined up occupying the southern end of the Conlon Center. And the Otters, as you might guess, fans, are occupying the
north side.
Yeah, actually, I flipped these. The Penguins are on the north, and the Otters are in the south. That is, the Penguins are off to our right.
Yep.
The Penguins are moving from the T to the Q on your computer keyboard. Okay. Off to our left, the Otters. And the starting lineups for tonight's matchup. The visiting Otters, the Otters from Monterey Bay, under head coach Courtney Matarazzi. This is Courtney Matarazzi's first season. Kayla Uota, a defensive specialist, a 5'5" junior out of Salinas, will get the start with Allie Fulbright, a 5'9" junior out of Huntington Beach. She's the setter. Jenna Tobin, a 5'11" senior out of Modesto. She's an outside hitter with Kaylee Honberger, a 5'10" junior out of Rockland up by Sacramento. She also an outside hitter. Kia Vinendal, a 6'1" sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, is a middle blocker. And Lauren Reeves, a 5'10" junior out of Atascadero. Uota, Fulbright, Tobin, Honberger, Vinendal, and Reeves, the starting six for Coach Matarazzi's Monterey Bay Otters. Now for the Penguins. Under head coach Fred Lynn in his second season, assisted by the great Tessa Liea, Coach Lynn will be sending out the 5'5" junior from Tracy. That's Vanna Marquez, the libero for the Penguins. Haley Frederking, the 5'9" senior out of Erie, Colorado, is our setter, with Mariah Ahid, a 5'10" senior. She's an opposite outside hitter out of Hillmar, California. Teddy Battenkover, the powerful junior, the 6'1"er out of Beaverton, an outside hitter, with Ella Jimenez, the freshman, who's a 6'1" outside hitter from Loomis, California. We'll be out there with the freshman sensation, Devin Condi, the 6'1" freshman out of Bellevue, Washington. Marquez, Frederking ahead, Batankova, Jimenez, and Condi. Out there with Frederking, your starting six for the mighty Dominicans. Me is alongside. Yours truly, Stuart Horn. Penguin Radio is on the air. And like Mia and I are pretty excited. What's that?
I said, looks like we have first serve.
All right, the Penguins are going to have side out. This is it, fans. The fifth match of the day in the CCAA. Day one, we have tomorrow, too.
Five more games.
I wish it were more. It could only be more. Everything is better with more volleyball, any way you look at it. All right. All right, so for the Dominicans, Vanna Marquez will have the first opportunity to serve. Front row for the Otters, Fulbright, Tobin, and Reeves. Frederking had to run over and toss a scrunchie to the coach. Now we're ready to get started after the scrunchie break. Marquez with a perfect serve to the back row. Near side to Reeves. The Penguins are there. Cleanly Condi. Flat-footed. She's able to work it to the other side. Tobin with the attempted kill. And Condi lets it ride long. 1 point for the Otters. Nothing so far for the Dominicans. Best of five. Best of five sets. The Penguins are looking for their first set win this season. The dink on the far side by Ella Jimenez, the 6'1" freshman outside hitting sensation. Gosh, she's been good the last couple of games. Scores the first point for the Penguins, and now she will set up beyond the end line. Jimenez just about 2 or 3 feet left of the center indicator, 3 feet behind the end line. Goes straight to Kaylee Honberger. Penguins are there and into the net. From Frederking, generally the setter Frederking, but decided to take it herself. And now it's 2-1 Otters. Set one. The fifth match today. Allie Fulbright, the lefty, goes back row to Marquez. Now it's bumped Frederking. Dinked across by the Penguins, Batankova. Now Marquez with a big hop. Somehow it's helped back over by Sam Chavez, who's come in as libero. Chavez again for the Otters. Slams into a player, but somehow it's dinked across. Penguins on offense. Back row, Marquez gets it into the back corner. Chavez again, a back set to Tobin, who smashes it. Sam Brown saves it. Condi goes deep again to Chavez. Dinked across, Frederking with the save. Brown with the set. Here it is into the, no, it didn't hit the net. It's still alive. Somehow it rolled off the top of the tape. And Condi finishes the deal. Devin Condi, the freshman, knocks down the kill, and it's 2-2. That must have been 30 hits back and forth, and the Penguins come out on top of that one. Mia, big rally.
Yeah. I know.
Miyoko with the serve for the D's. It's 2-2, everybody. Far side to Jenna Tobin, and that hit Marquez right off the fingertips on its way out. That's a point for the Otters. Tobin again, the 5'11 senior. She's out of Modesto. Sets up in the near corner, way to the back. Sam Brown with a bump. Miyoko with a set. They get it to Condi, right back at her. She bumps it. Miyoko near side, slammed across the court by Batankova. Oh, man, what a great save by Chavez. Check it by Marquez into the back row. Otter ball, far side. The kill lands. Kaylee Honberger took a mighty swipe at it, Mia, and it looked like she almost missed it, and it came off like an off-speed delivery for two otters.
Booth-Duck had only, she only hit it with part of her hand.
Yeah, just got part of the fingertips. Missed the meat of her hand. Helped across now by Edie Leslie. And the Penguins with a point as the return hits the antenna on the near side. 4-3, Monterey Bay. Tiffany Wong, who comes in place of Condi, will serve. 4-3, Otters, a perfect serve to the back row. Set up and smashed into the net, dug out the Penguins, though. Hit it too many times, the win by Abby Knapp. Abby Knapp is a 6'2" junior out of Atwater, and Knapp, as you notice, Mia, is a lefty, and we talked earlier, it's really hard to defend against the lefty for some reason.
Yeah, earlier the Penguins were struggling against the lefty that we played during in the game against East Bay.
That's right. And Dominican ties, brings the Penguins within one after the win by Edie Leslie. Sam Brown, near corner to serve, bounces it eight times, on the way. Back corner, she's able to find Hahnberger, and the winner from the lefty, Abby Knapp. Oh, Knapp is tough, and she's going to take a spot on the bench. In comes Kayla Uota. Uota, who got the start tonight, rotates in place of Knapp. Uota at 5'5", Knapp at 6'2". And the serve from Uota rides long, and the Penguins get a freebie, Mia.
It's always nice to have those free ones.
Isn't it funny how it generally these games will come down to how many unforced errors a team commits? 6'5". It's all about defense, yes. Spiking, yes. Unforced errors, a big one. And the Penguins, Frederiking, the veteran, on her serve, sends it deep.
We just exchanged free points.
Just when the Penguins were feeling good about the free point, they gave it back, 7-5 Otters. Here's Hahnberger, middle row. Saved by Wong. The attempted kill for the Dominicans by Pelton finds the floor, and the Penguins are within one again, 7-6. Pelton takes a spot on the bench, and Marquez re-enters. Marquez, the 5'5 junior, working very quickly. Softs it, and an ace. The diving at the feet of Uota. 7-up. I'm getting thirsty, Mia. Oh, 7-up the score, I get it. Marquez with the runner to the back row. Bumped by Hahnberger. Far side, Tobin with a killer. Oh, that Tobin's tough. Abby Knapp, the lefty at 6'2", and Tobin from the far corner can really hit at 8'7", Otters. Monterey with the ball. Alexa Blunt, the 5'5 senior out of Napa. And on four service error. The ball rode a little long. It might be, I don't know what it is, but there have been a lot of long serves today. Very few into the net. But you look at five matches lasting from 10 a.m. today. And the miss has been long all day. A perfect serve to answer by the first-year Penguin, Ella Jimenez. Puts the Penguins up by one for the first time in this set, 9-8. Jimenez again, working quickly as Marquez before her. She goes right side into the middle row, saved by Uota. A blind look right at Jenna Tobin, who ran in on it and then thought it was gonna fall out of bounds. She let it fall and it hit the line, 10-8 DU.
I feel like that was a lucky point for us.
You got to get a little lucky, right?
Yeah.
Jimenez asks for a new ball, and she gets it. And here it is, net. Yeah. Oh, Jimenez has been serving so beautifully. She'll take a spot on the bench, and rotating back in is Sam Brown. 10-9 Penguins. Allie Fulbright out of Huntington Beach with the runner, the lefty Fulbright, to Sam Brown in the far corner. Set by Federking. Wong tried to kill it, and it was blocked right back at her feet. The block by Abby Knapp. Knapp is good defensively and is an amazing offensive player, 10 apiece. Fulbright with a perfect serve. Back set, far side, Batenkova. Check it ahead. Gets a win, and the Penguins lead by one. Back in Mayoko, back in Leslie. Frederick King and a head to the bench. Gabby the server. Mayoko to the back row, and it's fielded cleanly by Hahnberger. Bumped up Marquez, set Mayoko, dink, and saved by Fulbright. The Penguins on D. There's the bump by Leslie. Marquez gets a good hops. The Penguins have a golden opportunity. There's a perfect set by Brown to Wong. Back row, somehow it's saved by the Otters. Far side, Fulbright bumped up. Sam Brown to Wong again, and it falls in. That hit the paint right in front of us. Indicated in by the linesman. It's 11 up. That's a lot of aces on the board. Four aces, Jenna Tobin, the 5'11 senior. Ooh, top 12, 11 Otter. Winner, California is there. With Mayoko, with Leslie, with Batenkova, Mayoko, and Wong. Far side, the Penguins with a block. And it's tipped by the DUs. 13-12 Otters. I don't see the serve. Oh, there she is. The libero player is Sam Chavez, the 5'5 junior at Sacto. Loose ball, Chavez off balance tip. The Penguins block it easily. Far side, here's the kill. Attempt a loose ball. Mayoko gets a hand on it. But the kill by Kaylee Hahnberger falls. Otters by two. 14-12 Monterey. Pelton, Brown, Wong, Batenkova, Mayoko, Leslie for the DUs. Bumped up Mayoko. Sam Brown just going to have to help it across and give the Otters an opportunity. Wong with a masterful bump set by Mayoko. Near side, Pelton into the net. And that came off of the upper arms of Batenkova. Otters by three now, 15-12. DUs are going to have to dig, Mia. Get back in this thing.
That was an unlucky play. It hit the paint and came back towards us instead of going over.
Sometimes it'll hit that tape and you don't know where it's going. Chavez with a perfect serve. Brown fields it cleanly. Pelton to the back corner. That's bumped up by Fulbright. Sam Brown dives for it but can't get to it. 16-12. If Sam Brown doesn't hit the floor eight times per set, she's not playing her normal game. Brown will go after everything. Timeout. Penguins. 1 minute timeout. 16-12. Me and I will be back in about 45 seconds right here on Penguin Radio.
No good. Even Hollywood trying to get a piece, baby. Sacramento, Sacramento, where you at? Yeah. Throw it up, y'all. Throw it up, throw it up.
Yeah.
I can't see ya.
Yes. Oh, man. That song gets me juiced for volleyball, 16-12. I don't know why. We've been playing it as our, that's kind of our theme song the last couple of years.
You hear that song and you know Penguin Radio.
Isn't that the truth? You hear that song and you know Penguin Radio's coming to your ears. Sam Brown fields it, and the Penguins, Pelton has it blocked right back at her by the 6'2", Abby Knapp.
Knapp's a player we got to watch out for. She has our number.
Very well said. Pelton really hit it hard, but right into Knapp's arms. Uh-oh, there's a tough leave. Mayoko could do nothing with it as Brown from the back row tried to set it up to the front row of the Dominicans, but it rode way too close to the net, 18-12. The Otters are starting to create a little daylight as Sam Chavez serves it wide right and gives the Penguins a break. Batenkova to the bench. In her place comes Jimenez. Brown to serve. Mayoko and Wong in the backcourt. Pelton Leslie, Jimenez up front. 18-13. Penguins trail Sam Brown with an amazing get. And there's Leslie on the way, blocked, bumped, and it hits the net, and the Penguins with a point. Leslie ends up getting the point for the Dominicans, who trail by only four now. It's 18-14. Penguins looking for their first set win of the year. Brown with the runner. Brown with the perfecto to Honberger. And a block by Jimenez. Jimenez and Leslie, they are tough. Jimenez, I think, got most of that. And the Penguins trail by only 3-18-15 here, Sam. Brown, back corner. She's going right at Honberger. There's a battle at the net as it is lying on the top of the tape, seemingly forever. Oh, and the Penguins, Jimenez went for the over-the-top kill, but smacked the net. It's still shaking. And the Penguins pick up the penalty against them, 19-15. So there are times where your fingertips can go over the net, but you can't touch it. Whatever you do, don't touch it. Uota with the start tonight to Wong. Mayoko with a bump. Tough play and a beautiful veteran move from Edie Leslie, who had a really obtuse angle coming at the net. So she, instead of going with a spike, she was just going to be right into the arms of the outstretched arms of the defender. She went sideways. It rolled on the top of the tape and fell. 19-16. Here's Frederickin. The 5'9 senior out of Erie, Colorado, goes back row to Uota. Far side, and a kill attempt from Honberger is long. It's wide, and the Penguins trail by only two, 19-17. It was five a minute ago. And now here's Frederickin. Penguins trail by a pair to Uota, and they go far side, and the killer this time from Honberger lands. Hasn't gone up. There it goes, 20-17. After that winner, Honberger behind the line to Wong, set by Frederickin. Softly by Jimenez, who just dinks it in and gives Honberger an opportunity, but she found the net. 20-18. The Penguins are right there in set number one, and we have not seen the Otters today. Everybody playing two games, with the exception of Monterey. Oh, what a masterful serve by Pelton. And the winner
that was Wong. Nice.
Wong got big hops and murdered it.
That was a nice kill.
There was no way to block that kill shot, 2019.
I don't think they were expecting that.
Pelton, again with a perfect serve. And the kill attempt from Laura and Reeves rides long, tie game, 20 up, timeout Otters. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. The Penguins have eked their way back into this thing. And at 20 up, we have a 1 minute break. Mia and I will be right back, right here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California.
All right, thank you very much. 2020, set one. Pelton knocks it over, a perfect serve. right at the feet of Sam Chavez. And the winner by Tobin just hits the paint, 21-20. Set one, Pelton takes a break. Chavez is back in there with Frederick King with a head. With Jimenez and Wong and Sam Brown. Back row, bumped way up there by the ceiling. Brown to Wong. Oh, I thought it hit the ground, but a pancake save. No, she didn't get the pancake save. It did bounce into her hand. And the Penguins pick up the point, 21 up. What do you think? Can the Penguins hang on and get this thing? They're right there with only 4 points to go. You got to win by two.
I think if we keep the momentum up, I think we could get the first win, the first set win of the season.
Let's hope so. Jimenez with a perfect serve. Far side dinked up. Jimenez with the block. Frederick King with the set. Wong! Oh, Wong got it, but it was dug out beautifully in the back row by the Otters. Now Jimenez gets it up to Batinkova. Wong again! Who's got it? Wong does get it. Helped back over by Frederick King, the veteran. Far side killer, and that lands. And there's a kill win for Jenna Tobin, 22-21. Here in set one. Ooh. Boy, oh boy, does Tobin hit it hard. I mean, she really knocks that thing around. Here's the serve from Fulbright, bumped up by Wong to Chavez, back to Wong, middle row, and a bump up. Teddy gets it. Frederick King back set. There's a kill winner by a head. 22-22 when she needed it most. A head. Put some serious pop on that kill shot, and she'll take the next serve. Here's Mariah, the 5'10 senior. Bumped by Tobin. Live ball, Frederick King. To Wong, softly into the middle. Wong with a campfire winner, 23-22 Penguins. Timeout, Monterey Bay, are you kidding? Mia, the Penguins are bringing it, and like you said,
we want the set win.
Well, we want the set win, but the Otters are doing everything they can to break up the Penguins' momentum. This is the second timeout based solely on momentum. I don't think there's a lot of discussion about strategy at this point. I think that he's doing everything he can to break up the momentum of the team, and I shouldn't say he. I meant Courtney Matarazzi, the head coach for the Otters.
Well, wouldn't that be strategy? You want to mess up the momentum of the other team? That's
strategy. That's absolutely strategy. You're absolutely right. But I'm talking X's and O's strategy as opposed to we got to slow that team down. 23-22, Penguins lead and the side out. Mariah hit the server. This point would be large. A 2-point lead at set point is huge. A hit with a perfect serve, far side, and the killer's wide, and the Penguins have set point with a 2-point advantage. Mia, don't jinx it.
First time we're seeing this.
Don't jinx it. The Penguins haven't won a set. Could this be the start of something good? We're going to know in a minute. Ahead, the veteran out of Hillmar, California. Bounces it three times. The Penguins in the offset eye. Oh, what a perfect serve. Barely gets over. Chavez with the clean get. Right at the net, trouble. Bumped up by Chavez. Front set to Wong. Oh, and it almost found the bottom. Wong. Back to Wong in the near corner with a killer. It finds the top of the roof. Inside and long, and the Penguins have won their first set of the season, everybody. Fred Lynn out on the floor brings everybody back. Don't celebrate too much. A 3-minute break. The Penguins are able to get by the Otters 25-22 in set number one. And Mia, they win their first set of the season.
I think the heartbreak of the game against East Bay really motivated us to want to win this set.
That's well said. What a great set. And this is going to take the Penguins' momentum and their entire mindset to a new level. And that is now they know they can close. When you get the lead, it's tough to finish. The Penguins did it. And now they know they can do it. We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on
on Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California.
That's right, everybody. 2 minutes.
I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all major streets of L.A. From Oakland to Sacktown. The Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put their Mac down. Give me love.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mia and I are basking in the Penguins' first set win of the season. Is it
feels
too
like it was a long time coming.
Is it too early to hope for the match? It is. We'll take baby steps after losing to Chico last night and losing to East Bay, both matches in three sets.
The East Bay loss was heartbreaking.
It really was. I felt like the Penguins should have won that. Last night, Chico was better. Not that they're always better, but last night they were certainly better. East Bay, I felt like the Penguins play even at 90%. They could have walked out with a victory, but they didn't do that, and East Bay was too tough. All right, here we go. For the Penguins, it'll be Condi and Brown, Marquez, Jimenez, Frederick King, and Edie Leslie. First serve to Sam Brown is a massive dig, and Brown hits the deck. And that far side kill by Tobin doesn't land as the Penguins are too tough. And the winner, with a dink by a Mariah Ahead, puts the good old Penguins up by one.
We're carrying the momentum over.
Nah, that's a good call. You're absolutely right. I think that's exactly what's going on here. The Penguins are pumped. Jimenez with the serve. And they're going to keep going to Tobin as Frederick King with a masterful save falling out of play. Tobin again. And this finds the back wall right at Jimenez. She stretched that right arm out, but couldn't do anything with it. One up, set two, game. This is the fifth match of the day. We have five more tomorrow.
It's our last match for tonight, at least.
Yeah, I'm sad. I say we do one more after this. That'll be fun. We're having a great day. Bella Carrion, the 5'6" junior out of Rancho Santa Margarita. Her first minutes tonight, and she serves, and it's deep, and the Penguins lead is one. Mayoko comes in. Ahid and Frederick King are out. Condi's back in there, along with Leslie. Oh, and a brilliant block on the far side by Edie Leslie. Leslie and Batenkova go up, and she batted it right back at him. 3-1 Penguins. Mayoko with a masterful serve and a poor leave. The leave came over on the Penguin side by a couple of inches, and Batenkova speared it to the back row. 4-1 Penguins. And the Penguins are riding this momentum hard. Mayoko to the back row, bumped up by Onberger to Marquez, now Mayoko. And all Sam Brown could do is soft it across. There's Jenna Tobin again, but the Penguins are starting to read Tobin much better. Oh, and it tips out. No, it didn't. It hit the back line.
Caught that paint.
Yep, it just caught the paint. It tipped off the fingertips of the front row. 4-2, and here is Mia.
Number 4, Ali Fulbright, is serving right now for the Otters. She makes it over. Sam Brown gets it up. Like, Batenkova goes for the kill, hits it out of bounds. The Otters get the point. It's 4-3 Penguins right now. Fulbright with another serve. Mayoko, it went for the tip, hit the net, didn't get the point. It's 4-all right now. Fulbright with another serve.
All right, so the ball, and now they're in. But the point stands and did not allow the offensive player, that was Mayoko, to field the play. 5-4 Dominican.
The we point, still have the point.
Yeah, the points stay.
Who's Condi coming in? And Marquez going out. Pelton and I missed who the other person. I think Wong went in. Wong's serving for the Penguins. Tobin returned it for a kill. Penguins couldn't return it. It's 5-all.
Yeah, the Otters have that one play that can always go to Tobin in the far corner, which he's powerful.
Tobin serving right now for the Otters. Penguins are signing it up. Leslie went for the kill. Otters are returning it. Penguins tried putting up a wall to get the ball back over. Didn't get over. Otters get the point. 6-5 Otters right now.
Yeah, it's so hard to time that. Throwing up the block.
Otters with the serve. Penguins into return. I think there was a net violation, so then Otters ended up with the point. That was a net violation, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You had it.
Just making sure.
No, I think you were right.
Tobin's still serving for the Otters right now. Mayoko put up a set, Wong with the kill. Otters returned with another kill. The Penguins returned with another kill. It's back and forth right now. Penguins are setting it up. Penguins just hit it back over. And Honberg gets the kill for the Otters. It's 8-5 Otters right now.
Well, it was such a great play by Mayoko to catch that earlier kill attempt. She was off balance and on her knees, and somehow she saved it.
Yeah, that was nice. Tobin is still serving for the Otters. Penguins return the serve. Otters return the serve. Return a foot. A two touch by the Penguins. Otters get the point. 9-5 Otters right now. Tobin's been serving for a while now. Penguins called a timeout. We will be right back. You are listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Penguin Radio, 21 years on the air. Courtside. Horn, Sirocco, take it away.
Tobin is still serving for the Otters. Tobin just served. The Penguins are setting it up. Banikova went for the kill. Ended up gaining it off of a tip. Penguins get the point. It's 9-6 Otters right now.
The Penguins with a nice battle at the net with a much needed point. Take it away.
Brown with the serve for the Penguins. Honberger gets the kill for the Otters. 10-6 Otters.
You know, Honberger and Tobin, I think, are the power duo for as far as hitting the ball really hard. And sometimes that's called for. And both of those ladies can hit the ball a ton. 10-6 Otters. Go.
Bella Carrion with the serve for the Otters. Penguins return it with a set. Otters return it with a kill attempt. Penguins tip the ball and it went out of bounds. Otters get the point. 11-6 Otters.
Not that I would ever correct you, but I think it's Caran that Blunt is serving.
It's Blunt? Oh. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong number.
It's okay. Pelton with the winner as it tips off the middle row and keeps the Penguins alive.
11-7? I thought it was 8. Frederick King serving for the Penguins right now.
Right now? Okay.
Right now she's serving.
I wasn't sure when.
Oh. Knapp tipped it over. Penguins couldn't return it. Otters get that point. It's 12-7. I did it.
No, you did a minute ago. Keep going. It's good. You're good.
Ota?
Yep.
With the serve for the Otters. Frederick King set it up. Pelton went for the kill. The Otters returned it. The Penguins were able to get it back. Ahead went for the kill.
Yeah, I think it went outside of the antenna. I'm not positive, but she was out of play, I think, when she jumped up.
So the Otters get a point on that play. The Otters served it again. The Penguins were able to return it. Otters get the point because the ball went off of the tape at the top of the net and the Penguins were not able to return it.
No, when it hits that tape, you never know where it's going to bounce, and the Penguins did their best. They were diving all over for it, just couldn't get there.
The tape ruins your read of the ball.
14-7. Otters lead this one. Sam Brown with a bump. Frederick King with a set. Back to Brown, right in her face, out of the net. The Penguins dig it out. Pelton helps it across. Far side. Oh, and a kill attempt from Honberger is wide, and the Penguins right in front of the black hole. Creep within six, 14-8. The black hole, the student section here in the Conlon Center. Boy, it's the first time it's been filled in a couple of years with a bunch of crazy Dominican fans, and I mean crazy good. Here comes Marquez. Brown and Frederick King in the back row. She softly into the middle row. Chavez had to come in on it, and the kill by Lauren Reeves falls in the back right corner. The Penguins had collapsed all six toward the net, and there was nobody in the backcourt. 15-8, Otters a commanding lead here in set number two. They trail 1-0. Penguins. Oh, and a great dig by Chavez, by Marquez, and she can't do it again. Marquez with an incredible, fully stretched pancake, saves the ball, but the Otters put it right back at her, 16-8. They've doubled the number of points of the Dominicans. Honberger gets Sam Brown diving for it, and the attempted kill from the lefty, Ali Fulbright is long. 16-9. She hit it hard, but a little too much mustard on it.
Hopefully the Penguins are able to pick their momentum back up.
They need it badly. Jimenez with a bullet. Poor leave at the net. Batenkova with the winner. Teddy, the 6'1 junior. It was a poor leave by the Otters, and Batenkova exploited it big time, 16-10. Jimenez again. Boy, she is all business. Really liking her game. There's a duel at the net, and it's won by Reeves. Reeves hit it on the front row blockers, and it went dead sideways, 17-10. Fred Lynn up on his feet. Quick word, but not an official timeout.
It was an unlucky bounce off of the defender's hands.
You're right. Chavez with the serve for the Otters. To Condi. Now a back set, drifting ahead, and the winner, Mariah, came through and the Penguins needed her. Frederick King in a hit out, Mayoko, and Leslie back in there. Mayoko wipes off the bottom of the runners. And now looks, where does she want to serve it? The runner, and there it is. Far side, and a, wow, Marquez is doing a great job back there digging. But there was too much on it by Jenna Tobin.
They keep paying it to Marquez.
Well, Marquez, you want a job in the back middle. That's where you're going to get a lot of that. Tobin's hitting it hard, 18-11. Fulbright with the service, the lefty. Popped up by Condi. Forward to Marquez, and it fall. Oh, no, it's long. God, I thought that fell in, 19-11.
From our angle, it looks in.
Yeah, you're right. It's way down there to our left, and I thought that was a winner. 19-11, there's a bullet to Condi. Tough work, and the Penguins reached over the top of the net. 20-11.
Seems like the fans aren't happy with that call.
Well, they're Dominicans. Of course they're not. 20-11. It's nice to get a little life in the Conlon Center. Fulbright again with the runner. And this is long, and this is deep. And the Penguins are back within eight. Wong re-enters. Pelton's back in there. Marquez and Condi to the bench. 20-12. Tiffany to serve. She surveys, bounces it four times to the back row, bumped up. Far side, the lefty. Knapp is stuffed. Brown bumps it. Miyoko and a whistle. And now Fred Lynn's up again. I don't think Fred Lynn is happy with that call. And I'm not sure. That may have been a scoop, 21-12. Here comes Tobin to the back row, Brown. Bumped up Miyoko. Near side, Pelton goes deep. Fielded cleanly by Chavez. And here it comes toward us. And Sam Brown dives, and Sam Brown can't save it. That's the 43rd time Brown has hit the deck tonight. As I mentioned, Brown is always diving, trying her hardest. 22-12. Love to have a whole team of people who would put their body on the line every time like Sam Brown does. And finally, the Penguins pick up a point on an unforced error as the serve finds the net. And here comes Sam. Penguins are in trouble, 22-13. Back set, and the block falls cleanly just over the head of Kia Veenendaal, the 6'1 sophomore. Veenendaal in the near corner for Monterey. Boy, she walloped it. Penguins trail by 8, 22-14, and Brown finds the net for the, I think that's the first time this season. In three matches, that's the first time Brown has found the net on service, 23-14.
Yeah, Brown's been serving good for the Penguins this season.
She's been serving good for the Penguins for 4 years. Just really, really solid. And it's funny, her motion has changed a lot in the last 3 years from where she was as a freshman. There's a winner for the good old Dominicans as Edie Leslie keeps the Penguins in at 23-15 at the net. Slaps it right back into the neck of Lauren Reeves. No, they gave the point to the Otters.
Because I think it was.
Yeah, she may have scooped at it. Brown set point with the bump. Leslie with a winner. And the Penguins are alive, 24-15. And now there's a question about the score?
No, substitutions on both sides.
Okay. Coach Matarazzi was talking to Matthew Cottawees, his work in the scoreboard. All right. I think we got a square. 24-15. That's how I see it. Here's Fredericton. Which matters not at all the way I see it. And the lefty at the line. Abby Knapp manages to end it. And we're at a set apiece. And hopefully we'll have assistant coach Tia Liea here in just a moment, but you and I are going to stay right here. Tag the station, will you?
You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California.
Radio.dominican.edu, 21 years on the air. And me and I were talking about when the Penguins won in 2001 when they won the title, the volleyball title that year. We had it for you right here on Penguin Radio. And yes, I called that game. Oh my gosh, 20 years ago, and I remember that day very well.
That happened before I was born.
Yeah, the Penguins had a great season. So we'll bring in assistant coach Tia Lea. At this point, she'll throw on the microphone. Okay, big difference, coach, between set one and set two. The Penguins had all the momentum in set one. But you know what I like about set one is the Penguins were right there and they proved to themselves that they can finish, because finishing is always so tough. Would you agree with that statement?
Definitely. I'm really proud of how they finished the first game. It was neck and neck, and I told them it's going to be a dogfight. And we're prepared for it. We had the lead coming into the second game, and we lost it a little bit, and then I think we started to lose confidence. You know, volleyball is a game of errors and a game of just, like, who has the momentum. So hopefully coming into this third game, they find their rhythm and they find their confidence, and we come in stronger.
Yeah, Mia's been talking a lot about momentum tonight. How important is that to any volleyball team?
It's really important. It's just once you make one error, it can become contagious, and yeah. I think you can definitely tell when you're on the court who has the energy and who doesn't.
Yeah.
They're the ones who take the game, who win points like in like multiple points in a row.
Well, wouldn't you say, yeah, conversely, it also builds on itself in a good way. It can
yes.
do that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it seemed to yeah. happen in that first game for the Dominicans, who mm-hmm. never looked better, frankly. In the back half of set one, mm-hmm. we looked like the team I know we can be.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thanks very yep. much, Coach, for stopping by. Coach Tia Lea will be here when she can, but so far she's managed to join us in the break between sets two and three, and I welcome back my trusty sidekick, Mia Sirocco, right here on Penguin Radio, 20 seconds until we get back underway. Isn't that interesting? Coach Lea talked about momentum right out of the gate. I didn't prompt her on it, and yet it's the thing you and I have been talking about all night.
I feel like momentum's like a key part of this sport. It's
It may be bigger than we even imagined.
Yeah.
All right. Set number three. Mia's on the mic. Penguin Radio.
Looks like the Penguins have the serve. Sophia Hull is serving for the Penguins. The Penguins also changed their libero to Vonna Marquez. So Brown's now playing as a normal player. And the serve goes straight to the middle back row. The Otters return it. The Penguins return it back. Otters are signing up a kill attempt, and the Penguins are not able to return. Third set begins with the Otters up a point. Sam Chavez is serving right now, serving for the Otters. Condi hits it up. Jimenez hits it over. Penguins are setting it up for another return and a kill attempt by Condi. Penguins return it back to the Otters. Otters return it back. Marquez dives and was able to get the ball set up to get returned. Otters hit it out. Penguins get the point. It's 1-1. Ella Jimenez with the serve for the Penguins. The Penguins tipped it over, and then the Otters returned it right back with a tip, and the Otters ended up with the point. It's 2-1 Otters.
Allie Fulbright with the serve for the Otters. Condi setting up a kill attempt. Otters were able to return it. Leslie tipped it over for the Penguins. Emma Hartvig's in with Point Matters. Jenna Tobin is serving for the Otters. Penguins are setting it up. Marquez hits it over. Marquez was able to dig that one up. Penguins return it for kill attempt. Otters return it. Penguins almost lost it, able to return it over. Otters return it. The Penguins couldn't get it back. It's 4-2 Otters.
The Penguins dig it out of the net and the place went crazy. The Penguin student section is loaded and these guys are pumped.
Tobin with another serve for the Otters. Condi set up a kill attempt. Otters put up a wall and they were able to get the point. 5-2 Otters. Tobin is still serving for the Otters, but that's a service error because the serve was too hard and went out of bounds. Penguins get the point. 5-3 Otters. Tiffany Wong is the server for the Penguins right now. Wong with the serve. Otters is setting up a return. Knapp. Abby Knapp with the kill for the Otters. 6-3 Otters. Alexa Blunt is the server for the Otters. She serves it over. Penguins are setting it up. Otters return it with a kill, but the Penguins were able to put up a wall to return it. Otters were able to return that the stuff from us, and then we were able to get it over without the Otters returning it. It's 6-4 Otters. It's a substitution for the Penguins. Wakefield's going in, and Leslie is going to the bench. Braylon Wakefield is serving for the Penguins. She serves it over. The Otters are setting it up. Abby Knapp gets the kill for the Otters. 7-4 Otters.
Knapp hit that so hard. That's why they call it a kill. There is no way you can defend it. It came in at such a sharp angle and so hard. Oh, that was a killer. Tough one to defend.
Kayla Uota is serving for the Otters. She serves it over. Penguins are hitting servant return it. Otters return it back to the Penguins. Penguins have a kill attempt. Otters were able to get it back to us. Killed by Hamburger.
No, but it hit the antenna.
Off.
Penguin point.
Oh wait, oh we get the point.
Why?
I didn't see it. It hit the antenna, the Penguins get the point. It's 5-7 Otters.
I just get the high number first.
I realize.
Okay, all right, keep going, you're doing great.
Haley Frederking with the serve for the Penguins. But there's a substitution on the Otter side, so the serve hasn't happened yet. Frederking with the serve. Hit to the front row. Otter's able to return it. Penguins setting up a return back. Penguins were able to squeeze it over the net and get the point. 7-6 Otters. The crowd's pumped by that play. Frederick King of a serve. Hits the tape on the top of the net and doesn't make it over the net. Otters get the point. 8-6 Otters. Kaylee Hornberger is serving for the Otters. And that serve went out of bounds. Penguins get the point. It's 8-7 Otters. Sophia Holt is serving for the Penguins.
It's worthy of mention that Lily Clemmer Gillum's in there in the front row.
Penguins served it over. Otters were able to return it. Penguins are not able to return the ball to the Otters. Otters get the point. 9-7, Otters. Sam Chavez is serving for the Otters. Jimenez with the kill attempt, hits the net. Otters get the point. 10-7. The crowd's getting pumped, trying to pump up the Penguins. Chavez serves it over, along with a kill attempt. Otters with a kill attempt in response to it. Penguins tried digging up, unable to. Otters get the point. Chavez served it over. Penguins tip it back. Allie Fulbright with the kill for the Otters. 12-7. Dominican called for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California, and we'll be right back.
Totally. Yeah, Penguin Radio. We're back, everybody. 12-7. Otters out of Monterey Bay. To my left, my trusty sidekick is Mia. Take it away.
Chavez with the serve for the Otters. Penguins are setting up a return, along with the kill for the Penguins. Penguins get the point. 12-8, Otters. Vanna Marquez returns on the court for the Penguins, and she's serving right now. She serves it over. Otters is setting up a return. Tobin with a kill attempt. Can the Penguins return it? The Penguins are able to return it. Tobin setting up another kill attempt. But the Penguins are able to return it, along with the kill for the Penguins. It's 12-9. The crowd is pumped by that play. Marquez serving for the Penguins. She hits it over. Tobin with a kill attempt for the Otters, but Harvickson was able to return it with another kill. Otters get the point because the Penguins were not able to return the kill. It's 13-9. Allie Fulbright serving for the Otters. Fulbright serves it over. Penguins are setting up a return, along with the kill attempt. Otters were able to return it. Penguins try putting up a wall, but the wall doesn't make it over. Otters get the point. It's 14-9. Fulbright with another serve for the Otters. Penguins are setting up a return. Penguins are able to return it. Otters tried with a kill attempt, but the Penguins are able to block it off a wall. Otters return the wall block by the Penguins, but the Penguins are not able to return the ball to the Otters. It's 15-9. Fulbright is still serving for the Otters. Penguins are staying up. Harvickson with the kill for the Penguins. It's 15-10. There's a substitution for the Penguins. A Hid's going in for Harvickson. And Mariah Hid is serving for the Penguins. She serves the ball over to the back row. And the Otters were able to return the serve of a tip that the Penguins were not able to return to them. It's 16-10. Jenna Tobin is serving for the Otters. Penguins are staying up a return. Penguins return of a kill attempt. Otters return that, the kill attempt of a kill. It's 17-10. The crowd looks like they're trying to pump up the Penguins here. Tobin served it over. Penguins return the ball. Penguins are able to return the ball back to the Otters. Penguins staying up a kill attempt. And Wong gets the kill for the Penguins. It's 17-11. Helton is going in for Hull right now. Right this moment. Tiffany Wong is the server for the Penguins. She serves it over. Otters somehow managed to return that. And the Penguins were able to return it back to them for the Otters to return it back to us. And then we hit it back. And Leslie with the tip. Penguins get the point. 17-12.
Oh, man. Who was that? Pelton was off balance and saw that it was going to be a poor leave and just helped it over at the last instant. Ooh.
Whoever it was, that was a nice tip. Along with the serve. The Otters return it to the Penguins. Along with a kill attempt for the Penguins. Otters are returning it back. Otters get the point. Ball tipped off of Penguins, off of a kill. 18-12. Otters. Alexa Blunt is serving for the Otters. Penguins return the serve. Otters want to return the ball. Ball got caught up with the net. Penguins get the point. It's 18-13 Otters. Wakefield is going in for Leslie. Braylon Wakefield is serving for the Penguins. She's bouncing the ball, getting ready for her serve, and she serves it over straight to the middle back row. Abby Knapp was able to get the kill for the Otters. It's 19-13 Otters. Kayla Uota is serving for the Otters. She serves it over. Penguins are staying up for return. Jimenez gets the kill for the Penguins. 19-14 Otters. Haley Frederking serving for the Penguins. Serves the ball over. Otters are setting up a return. Lauren Reeves with the kill for the Otters. It's 20-14 Otters. The Otters are approaching the red zone, which is not good for the Penguins. Kaylee Honberger with the serve. The service ace, 21-14 Otters. Penguins call for a timeout. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California, and we'll be right back.
Soon I was 95 and they clocked me and watched me diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Back here on Penguin Radio, it's the Monterey Bay Otters versus the Dominican University Penguins. Kaylee Honberger with the serve for the Otters. Penguins are setting up a return. Pelton with a kill attempt for the Penguins. Otters tip it back over. Penguins are able to return it. Tobin with a kill for the Otters. It's 22-14 Otters. Otters 3 points away from winning the third set. Honberger with another serve for the Otters. A hit with the kill for the Penguins. It's 22-15. It's 22-15 Otters. Sophia Hull is the server for the Penguins. Otters are setting up a return for them. Ahead of the kill attempt for the Penguins. Otters able to return it, but the return is out of bounds, so the Penguins get the point. 22-16 Otters. Seems like the Penguins are coming back in this set. Hull with another serve for the Penguins. Otters return it. Penguins able to dig that kill attempt. Wong tips it over, but the Otters were able to return it back. It hit with the kill attempt, but the ball lands outside, so the Otters get the point. It's 23-16 Otters. Fans are not liking that call. Sam Chavez is the server for the Otters. She serves the ball over. The Penguins are setting up the return. It hit with the kill attempt, but it bounces off of the wall of the Otters and out of bounds, so the Penguins get the point. 23-17 Otters. Vonna Marquez is the server for the Penguins. She serves it over. Honberger with the kill attempt for the Otters. Wong with the kill for the Penguins. Penguins get the point. 23-18 Otters. Marquez still serving for the Penguins. Serves it to the middle back row. Tobin with the tip for the Otters, and the Penguins are not able to return it. 24-18 Otters. Otters are at the set point right now, which is not good for the Penguins. Allie Fulbright with the serve for the Otters. Penguins go to hit it back over. Otters able to put up a wall and get the point. The final score for this set was 25-18 Otters.
You know, when you're listening and it's set point and all of a sudden you hear Tupac shoot in, that means it's over before you even said it's over. Oh man, the Penguins started to bring it toward the end there. But they were just too far behind, a 7-point deficit. Well, we're going to go to the fourth set. We have a 3-minute break. The Penguins are down 2-1. The Penguins must win this fourth set to extend it to a fifth and deciding fifth set. And they must win the fourth to get to the fifth. If they lose the fourth, it's a set victory early. Nice if the Dominican slid into something easy, but none of it's easy. All of it's very difficult.
This is a must-win set for us.
It is absolutely a must-win set. It's so must-win that I'm going to play this for you, fans.
Hi, this is Diaz Libero, Vanna Marquez. You are listening to DU Volleyball only on Penguin Radio.
Yeah, that's right, Vanna Marquez. Thank you very much, Vanna. We'll play some player IDs as this match unfolds. It's 3-1. Check it, 2-1 in favor of the visiting Otters. With the side out at the front row, Ella Jimenez goes for the kill and misses it wide left. 1-0 Otters. Serving for Monterey is Honberger, the 5'10 junior out of Rockland. Oh, no. Honberger had a sour look on her face, and they took the point away from the Otters and gave it to the Penguins, and now Sam Brown's going to serve. So somehow...
I missed how.
I don't know what happened, but somehow Jimenez kill counted. So now Sam Brown will serve. She bounces it twice and runs up on it. And a whistle. I don't know what that. Oh, a time violation on Brown. She didn't get the serve off. Timeout has been called by Fred Lynn. That's an embarrassment.
It's a bad way to start.
Yeah, the Penguins. Well, there was some question about who won the point before. It actually went up on the board for the Otters, and then they took it back. And after all that confusion, they got Sam Brown on a violation for time. So undue delay hurts the Penguins big time and gives the point back to the Otters. Now it's 1-1. You want to say something?
It also looks like the Penguins changed their libero. Sam Brown's now the libero for the Penguins, and Marquez is now just playing as a normal player.
Yeah, well, quite often Sam Brown, who's a defensive specialist, outside hitter and libero.
She was playing libero earlier today during
that's right.
the game against Cal State East
that's
Bend.
Right. So obviously the teams are allowed to switch libero jerseys during the game. The libero can only do certain things in the game. And speaking of libero, serving for Monterey Bay is Sam Chavez, the libero, the 5'5 junior out of Sacramento. It's one up in this decisive set number 4. 2-1 in favor of the Otters, dinked across by Edie Leslie. Far side, Tobin gets a big rip on it, but the Penguins are in perfect position. And the kill by Lily Clemmer Gillum falls. The 6'3 freshman from the far front corner into the near back corner of Monterey finds the floor. Mayoko re-enters. Clemmer Gillum to the bench. Hardvikson back in. Frederking back out. Here's Mayoko. 2-1 Penguins. Gabby to serve. Gabby's wearing the mask. The only player on the court wearing the mask. And into the net by Honberger. She came running and charging in from the back row and waited a little too long to hit it. 3-1 DU. Mayoko again with the mask. Honberger in the middle back. Far side Tobin. Field hit by Braylon Wakefield. What a good get. Sam Brown helps it over right in front of the student section. Hardvikson with a save. Wakefield with a bump. Oh, and it tips up off the net. Somehow it's alive off of the arm of Condi. The Penguins have it. Hardvikson sends it across. Now the Penguins are still alive. What a bump by Mayoko into the back corner. Chavez bumps it up. Live ball. Tobin. Wakefield with a bump. Mayoko with a set. Condi, deep. That was a big-time rally, and the Otters come up with a win that time. Now Fred Lynn wants to talk to the number two referee. Not sure what he said. Oh, I wish
like
we could
Lynn
mic up the
up
coach.
A hand signal.
What was it?
I said it looked like Fred Lynn put up a hand signal during in the middle of the rally. Like
ah,
he wasn't happy about
I didn't notice that. 3-2. Fulbright to serve. The lefty. Fulbright to Condi. Oh, near side Harvinson can't do anything with it. Just softs it across. Now there's trouble, and that is trouble. When you hit it over to Abby Knapp, the lefty at 6'2", just nailed it. 3-3, set 4.
Knapp and Tobin have been paying up, have been giving the Penguins difficulty.
They're so tough. So tough. Fulbright again to Sam Brown. Bumped up Mayoko. Far side, Condi with a winner. 4-3, Dominican. Oh, Condi. The freshman sensation, Condi, out of Bellevue, Washington. Shout out to Bellevue tonight. Penguins had almost 200 listeners last night, just on radio. That doesn't count on television. A lot of people interested in DU volleyball. Mayoko with a bump, short set. It came off of Evie Leslie's foot.
That's illegal?
I don't know. I think somebody didn't catch it.
No, I've seen multiple.
Now, wait a minute. The number two referee indicated the Penguins with the point, but in fact, it was the number one ref who gave it back to the Otters, and I think that's correct because Leslie kicked it. 4-4, and now a whistle. And a stuff at the net. And the Penguins are down by 1-5-4 Otters.
I've seen multiple people today during this tournament try to use their feet to get the ball.
Yeah, you can't kick it intentionally. Tobin with a perfect serve. Bumped up Pelton to the back row. Softly into the middle, and the Penguins' wall went up. And then the dink went right over the top. 6-4, Penguins trail in this must-win set. Batenkova prepares to re-enter in place of Harvinson. Batenkova's back in there. Jenna Tobin, the senior, with a 6-4 advantage. And the serve is long as Sam Brown thought about it, and then let it go wisely.
Looked like she ducked to get out of the way of the ball.
6-5. She had to duck quickly and let it ride long. Penguins get a gift. Here's Brown. Brown at Tobin. Back set. And that is trouble. Knapp and the Penguins with a point as it landed wide. Oh, they gave the point to the Otters?
Yeah. He said it was in.
It landed in? Oh, that looked out by a foot.
According to the lines judge, it was in.
Oh, man. That was right in front of us, too. Here's the service by Blunt. Far side, Condi dinks. And the Penguins, or it was Jimenez with the dink. There's Mayoko, now Batenkova. Far side, trouble, it's scooped at the net, and the Penguins lose the battle at the net. The kill win by Honberger was just too tough to handle. 8-5 in favor of the Monterey Bay Otters. Alexa Blunt again. Middle row, and there's a poor leave. Brown saves the day as Mayoko pops it up. Now Pelton rides it off the top of the tape, and it lands wide. 9-5. Fred Lynn's got to do something. One more point, and he's got to call a timeout and stop this momentum. The Otters have 3 unanswered points. Mayoko bumps it, back set Teddy. Gets a lot on it, but not enough. Monterey Bay, 10-5, and Fred Lynn had to call a timeout, and he does. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Penguin Radio, 21 years on the air, radio.dominican.edu.
Oh.
You're listening to Penguin Radio here at Dominican University of California.
Fans, if you're sick of that Tupac song we've been playing all day, it's okay. You're entitled to be sick of it. We might have a new one tomorrow, but we may just go with the same one. Why not? Maybe it's a theme of the tournament, 10-5 Otters. Penguins on D, and a poor leave right into the net. It was a hard serve, and Pelton from the back row tried to find the front row, but she found the front row and then a little bit more as it landed in the net. It's 11-5. Blunt working very quickly. Mayoko with the bump, and there's a kill. Emphatic kill by Ella Jimenez.
Penguins needed that point.
They really did. She hit it so hard, there was a little anger behind it, I think, after the last 6 points were unanswered by the Dominicans. And finally, Jimenez with a masterful kill. 11-6. Otters. Frederick King with a good serve to the back row. Gets everybody off balance, and the Penguins' defense is very tough. But one of the Otters in the back row is able to save it. Now it's back set. Softly diving Sam Brown with a pancake, and they said it hit the floor. Boy, that looked close. Brown looked like she got to it. Diving right. She couldn't have been 10 feet from us. She's right in front of us.
But I thought she had it.
I thought she had it. 12-6. And Monterey, when they get the lead, they are tough, and they've got it by six. Uota with a serve. Far side Jimenez off the block. Or no, it was Pelton off the block. And they give it to the Otters. I thought the front row tipped it out. But maybe that was wishful thinking. Uota again, 13-6. She bends at the waist and lets it fly. Popped up by Wong. Jimenez again with a winner. That went right off of the deflection of Allie Fulbright in the front row. Fulbright trying to block it. Pelton to the bench. And here comes Braylon Wakefield, the senior. 13-7. Wakefield's usually nails from behind the line. And she is here again. What a great serve. She hit it so hard. And there's a winner on the far side from Hahnberger. Boy, she hit that really hard. It's almost indefensible. 14-7, almost. She hits it that hard. And now she'll serve Hahnberger. Jimenez is able to get it. Wong back at her. It pops. The rejection goes the way of the Penguins after it's rejected out of bounds. Wong nailed it into the front row, but the blockers couldn't hit it back straight. 14-8. Here's Jimenez. First year Penguin. To the back row. Popped up by Uota. And the kill gets between Braylon Wakefield and Frederick King. 15-18. Right in the back row. This tournament is almost 12 hours old. We've been here since the first tip. I don't think I'd rather be anywhere else. Ball's in play. Far side, Penguins with a good, clean return off of Tobin. Now the Otters on offense. Oh, what a great save by Frederick King. They'll get to try it again, and now Tobin doesn't miss. And the Penguins win. She did miss. Did she hit the net on the follow-through?
Out of bounds.
It was wide then on the far side, 15-9. Frederick King is out. Batenkova's back in. Mayoko to serve for Fred Lynn and the Lady Penguins to the back row. They bump it into the outstretched arms of Hahnberger. And Tobin with another kill. Boy, they keep feeding Tobin on that far corner, Mia, and the Penguins can't do anything with it. Here we go. Mia's on the play-by-play. 16-9 Otters.
Allie Fulbright with the serve for the Otters. She serves it over. Penguins are saying it up. A tip from Bankova. Penguins are able to get the point. 16-10 Otters. Wait. Never mind. The Otters ended up with the point. 17-9 Otters. Fulbright with the serve. Penguins are setting up their return. Penguins hit it back. Tobin with another kill for the Otters. 18-9 Otters. Fulbright serves the ball for the Otters. Penguins are returning it. Edie Leslie with the kill for the Penguins. Otters are not able to return it. 18-10 Otters. Wakefield is heading to the bench for the Penguins. And Pelton comes in. Long with the serve for the Penguins. Otters are not able to tip the ball over. 18-11 Otters. Tiffany Wong is the server for the Penguins. Otters get the point with a kill. Penguins are not able to return it. 19-11 Otters. Kaylee Tobin is serving for the... Oh, wait, no. Jenna Tobin, sorry, is serving for the Otters. Penguins are able to return it. Otters return it back to us with a kill. Penguins are not able to return that kill. It's 20-11 Otters. The Otters are in the red zone now, which is not good for the Penguins. And this must-win set. Tobin serves the ball for the Otters. Penguins return it. Otters just returned it to the Penguins. Penguins are setting up. A return. Penguins couldn't return it. 21-11 Otters. The Otters are up 10 against the Penguins. Tobin with the serve. Doesn't make it over the net. Penguins get the point. 21-12 Otters. Samantha Brown is the server for the Penguins. She's setting up and she serves it over to the back row. Otters with a violation. Penguins get... Never mind. Penguins have a violation. Otters get the point. 22-12 Otters. Alexa Blunt is serving for the Otters. She's not able to get the serve over the net. Service fault. Penguins get the point. 22-13. Some substitutions are happening on the court for both the Otters and the Penguins. Haley Frederking is got to be the server for the Penguins. Frederking with the serve. She makes it over the net. Otters are setting up the return. Otters get the point. It's 23-13 Otters. Kayla Uota is the server for the Otters. She serves it over. And the serve was a bit long. Penguins get the point. 23-14. Kiana Pelton is the server for the Penguins after substitutions made on the Otter side.
Looks like Taylor Ibanez has entered for Pelton Monterey with 2 points to play as Pelton lets it ride deep, and now it's to finish the nine. Match point number two. This one.
Yeah, Matt.
Row, near side. And guess what happens? Jenna Tobin ends it. All right, well, good things happened.
We won our first set.
We won our first set. And maybe we'll be able to do that tomorrow, get it done again. The Dominicans get their first set win of the season. Five games tomorrow in the conclusion of the CCAA Challenge. It concludes tomorrow, five games. The first game at, will you pull it out on your phone?
The first game's at 8.
No, it's at 10 o'clock.
Yes, I knew that.
You did know that.
I did
the
know
last
that.
Game is
the
at, 8
game's
p.m.
at 8 p.m. The last game is the Penguins playing at
go
8
to
tomorrow night.
Radio.dominican.edu and let's just cover exactly what's going on. So tomorrow's volleyball schedule is not happening.
It's not loading.
All right, everybody. Check the schedule. Penguins are going to play two more tomorrow.
Here, I have the actual schedule.
And there's the actual schedule. Who's up first at 8 a.m.?
So at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m., not 8.
I got you saying 8 a.m. At 10 a.m. is the Academy of Art versus Cal State Monterey Bay. So the Otters will be playing again first thing tomorrow morning.
All right. You going to be here?
I will be here.
Mia's here tomorrow. Adam will be here. I'll be here. Penguin Radio will be live on the air starting at 10 a.m. with more CCAA volleyball action. Thanks for spending your entire day with us. Yes. Just short of 12 hours of volleyball today. And every hit, every kill, every serve right here on Penguin Radio. Thanks to Amy Henkelman and everybody else here at the Conlin Center for their hospitality. Penguin Radio. See you tomorrow, everybody. Like a best for your Jimmy in the city of set. Mean money making machine serving fiends. I've been